You're listening to 90.3 KEXP online all over the world at kexp.org. My name is Charlize, and I'm the host of Audio Oasis, and it's now time for live music by the Ghosties on KEXP.
Cause you felt it all at once. Now I know why. Yeah, I know why. You provide, you'll be touched on the mind. I hold my hands, you know how to do it. Right? We'll be right back.
You're listening to live music by the Ghosties here on Audio Oasis on KEXP. You just heard Pareidolia. That is from the new album Raw, and 15, which was from the EP Quit Your Job that came out earlier this year. Thank you guys for coming here today. I'm really happy to be in a room with you guys, because I just remember the first time that I went to see you, and it was at a house show, and I was so happy to see you guys. And I felt kind of weird because I started creeping and like going up front, because you guys are beautiful, and I just really love looking at you guys and the whole vibe of the music and just like how you guys play together. So thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, and putting out awesome music.
Yeah.
So, how did the Ghosties come to be? Because you guys, well, let's see. You guys are a Portland-based band.
Yes.
And one of you was living here in Seattle for a minute.
Right, I was.
And then traveling back and forth to, like, make this happen.
Totally.
Crazy.
Can you explain this connection, this story?
Yeah, long drives. Yeah, I mean, it's
just... That drive is nice.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
At the right time, yeah.
What would you say is the right time?
The right time is either like 7 p.m. or...
So we're talking traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
Maybe less times is better than like all the time.
Yeah.
Gemma's doing it all the time.
All the time.
I miss the nuclear buildings that used to be on the side on the way going up there. Mm-hmm. And on the way back. They blew them up, and I went to see them implode them.
Are you
serious? You guys don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah, they imploded these nuclear buildings that look like the ones in The Simpsons.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When? How long ago?
I don't remember, okay. But I know it happened. Because I remember it was a big deal when me and my friends went. So there's that I always think about, and then... Because I'm going there pretty soon, and... there's also the sign that always gives me makes my skin crawl.
Oh. Is it the political sign or is it the religious sign?
Yeah, both of them, I think. They both kind of upset me a little bit.
Yeah. Understandably so.
Yeah. So when did you guys decide to like all be in the same city?
Well, we started at first in the same city, and then I guess that happened... When did I move back?
You moved back in, like, August.
Yeah.
Really soon.
Yeah.
Like, 2 months ago.
Right.
And it's so much better.
It's so much better. Yeah, I was just away for exactly a year, I think. And then I just couldn't take it anymore. And so, here we are.
Yeah. So, the first album, which is self-titled, came out in 2013.
Right.
And then you guys released two things this year.
Mm-hmm.
What was the decision behind that?
We just wanted to put out good music.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, well, it's like the EP came out this year, and then the LP came out this year. So we got a lot of music from you guys.
Yeah. I mean, we linked up with Cabin Games.
Yeah.
And they, I guess, wanted to just put something out there while we were still working on Raw.
Yeah.
And so we just... recorded the EP real quick, and there it is.
Yeah. And so Raw has a very special story behind it.
Does it?
Well, I mean, you guys asked your fans to help you with the Kickstarter that you guys could record the album.
Definitely, yeah. And if it wasn't for them, it would not be possible.
And then you guys got to record with someone special.
Mr. Steve Fisk.
Yeah.
Awesome.
The genius.
Genius Award.
Genius Award winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Through our angel of luck.
Yeah, through Anne Gergich. She's an artist in town, and she told me to meet her BF, and it was Steve Fisk.
And we were like, sure, yes, please.
Yes, please, thank you.
So you guys recorded the album at Soundhouse.
Yeah.
And then you guys also... Well, it was produced at Columbia City Theater?
No, that was EP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it like recording with Steve Fisk?
It was fun.
We drank a lot of whiskey.
Lots of whiskey.
With the EP and Raw were both whiskey albums.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
The EP especially. Especially.
What kind of whiskey?
I think it was something like that. Am I allowed
to? Was it Jim Beam?
Yeah, it was Jim.
Yeah. Was this Jim?
It was Jim. Yeah. Our good friend.
Yeah.
J Beam.
Yeah.
JB.
Can help you get through it.
Yep.
Cool.
It helps you get loose, you know?
That's right.
Sometimes, you know, you get all stressed. You have all these wires, all these things.
Yep.
You can't see your people. You just need some to help loosen the vibe.
Yeah.
But not always. Not encouraging reckless behavior.
Drink responsibly.
I was talking to a friend about wood alcohol, like scotch.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah. It doesn't sound good to me.
No, it's intense.
Yeah. Because I was drinking a beer that... had like hops, like 15 different hops in it.
Oh my goodness.
And I banned it from my house. I thought it was the grossest thing I had ever had in my whole life.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, I also wanted to ask about quit my job.
Okay.
And quit your job.
Yeah.
What's the deal with those two? Like, do the names, like, are they a spinoff of something silly?
Well, I mean, when we were... Quit my job is like a playful way of saying quit my job.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote that song a really long time ago, and I just sort of just brought it back up. And at the time, like, all of us were kind of like feeling that whole sentiment of like, we just want to quit our day jobs and play music all the time. And then we just kept saying like, man, just quit your job. Quit your job. That just became just something we were saying all the time to each other. And we're like, we should name the album that. So that's how it came together.
It's a pretty powerful statement.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like not just quitting a job. It's also quitting like the stuff, like just the BS, you know?
Yeah.
Just don't settle for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just walk out.
Well, thanks for naming your album that.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if you like your job, you should stay.
Yeah, no, I love terrible, my job. It's not about that.
Right.
There are some jobs that I do that I want to quit, like washing dishes.
Yeah.
I'd like to quit that job.
That stuff in your face.
Or like changing my cat's litter. That drives me crazy.
That's a terrible
like going
job.
To the store and buying, like carrying the litter back. And it's not that I don't want her to not have a place to do what she needs to do. I just wish she could take care of it, and then I would like give her the money for it, you know, because she's probably not ever. Her job is to be my entertainment, my baby. But the carrying the kitty litter is just heavy.
They're not as independent.
They're not.
As they seem.
They're freeloaders.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a good freeloader. I mean, I'm down, but I wish she could carry her own cat litter and change it. Yeah,
hopefully.
And scoop it every day.
Yeah, that's
that'd be great.
Have you tried to do the toilet training?
No, I don't think she'd be down.
I mean, we've all seen the YouTube videos.
Yeah, maybe possible. I'll try to show her.
The video?
Yeah, or we can talk about it or something.
I'm sure there's some sort of cat instructional YouTube video.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll get it. Yeah.
They should. Well, you guys have a couple more songs?
We do.
Cool. The Ghosties on KEXP.
Come on.
That was great. That was epic.
Oh.
Yeah. Thanks. That's a new song.
Yes, it
Struck.
Is. Yep.
Yeah, cool. It means that there's so much more in the works.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Uh-huh.
It's the first time that has been played out, or?
No, but the first time on... No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Recording.
We're recording.
Oh, yeah, true that.
Cool.
True.
It's great. I can't wait to see where that leads. Yeah. And then the other song you guys just played was Gemini Rise.
Yeah.
From the new album, Raw.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask, like, what are some of the things that you guys have done differently between the self-titled album and Raw?
So much. Well, first of all, Insai and I were just a two-piece when we recorded the self-title.
Yes.
And that was super DIY. Has a sort of like wobbly sound to it.
My cousin Joey recorded it.
Joey Benhammer.
Cousin Love.
Joey Raw Dog Benhammer.
during a mercurial retrograde. That was fun. And so the full length now, Raw, is just a lot more. I mean, we have Lawrence on there, slapping the bass. please do that. Okay. It just sounds fuller, bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the self-titled album.
Thank you.
And I love the new album. The new album has like a, like I felt like it was more rocky. Like rock, not rocky, like, oh.
Yeah.
Like,
like rock.
Yeah, like
the
more.
The new album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it has more of a like sludgier rock feel.
Yeah, I would say so. I think that might be because we were a little bit more confident. We were such a young band when we recorded the self-titled. So that might have something to do with it.
Yeah. Well, you can make music at any age.
Yeah.
But I think you go through these like learning processes of like, you know, you make this song, you're like, oh, some things I could have done differently. And
right.
And then you just progress forward.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you have this new song Struck, so
yeah,
which is great.
I feel like for like our next album, it's gonna be a lot more sludgier, like a lot more sludge and heavy.
I love it.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah,
and then with your hair.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's just like.
Well,
so
we have
sad.
The headphones on now, but
so sad.
Live show, definitely.
Yeah, that's where everyone should hear us. Live,
which can happen because you guys are going on a fall tour.
That's right.
Yeah,
we started it today.
Going to New York.
Yeah.
CMJ.
Yep.
Where else are you going?
Where else are we going?
Down south, Atlanta, New Orleans.
What are you looking forward to most?
Pretty stoked about New York. It's the first time our band has played there. We're playing two showcases, which is pretty rad.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
So besides the fall tour, you'll be celebrating your birthday.
Yeah.
Do you have any birthday surprises?
Just
Jem loves birthdays.
I don't know. I think the surprises should be for me. So, right. You guys... I wonder what y'all have planned. Yeah.
Hint, rest of the band.
But,
yeah, the CD release party is happening on the 11th. I'm sorry, the 5th.
Of November.
Of November in Portland, which is also going to be my birthday party.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And really quickly, because I love music videos... So you guys did one for Cui Mai Ja. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Cui Mai Yab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's I'll get that.
Part of the playfulness is that Jem is Cuban, and
my family is Cuban. I was not born in Cuba. But
she's, you know, so there's that. It comes out sometimes when she's talking.
Oh, nice.
Or I'm cursing on the road.
Yeah, when she's swaying, she swears.
We have a DJ here, DJ Sean Morrow. And sometimes when he's talking, I can hear that he's Canadian.
Oh.
that makes me excited. but you guys have a music video for that song.
Yeah.
But you guys, well, that music video is really fun because you guys are smashing things.
Yeah.
Feels, that was powerful, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what a great concept.
Thanks.
And I love the mask. And then you have Gemini Rise, which you guys are working on. That's coming out when?
Very soon, actually.
Any kind of anything you can share about the concept?
I sew into a jelly donut, and it's
wow.
Very menstrual looking. And I like it.
Well, that was a great visual experience.
it was a lot of fun to film it. We did it with a. Jess Pearson in Portland, and she was just so much fun to work with, really creative, and works really quickly and does good work quickly. So
awesome.
That's really important.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming here. This has been a treat.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Good luck on your tour.
Thanks.
You just heard live music by the Ghosties here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.